This is Coast to Coast Overnight AM. For all of you assholes calling from west of the Rockies, which includes Boston and the United Kingdom, dial 1-800-520-1534. For you jackasses calling from east of the Rockies, which includes Peru and California, dial 1-800-520-1534. All crank callers call 520-1534. If you're using a touch-tone phone, you're SOL. Only rotary calls tonight. And now, this is Coast to Coast Overnight AM from the Kingdom of Nye. Spooky. Art hired me because I've got balls the size of a Liberty Bell.
Thank you, and good evening. The news is from NASA, and the news is shocking. And we're going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson about it in just a moment. But first, friends, an exciting new product from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, I've been talking to you about the Y2K bug. A lot of you are going to need something to eat, obviously, and we've been talking about making sure that you are stocked up with supplies, food, and whatnot. Once the Y2K bug hits and there is looting and rioting, let's hope that you've got a safe place to be. And if you do have that safe place to be, you cannot be without the new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker. Now, this is new. It is from Peenemann Enterprises. Please get a pen or a pencil and write down this information. I think it is going to be exciting. The new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker is something that is revolutionary. It is entirely recyclable, and it is something that will guarantee your family will never be out of food. What you do, quite simply, is when you feel the need to defecate, you do that into the new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker, and it recycles into delicious chili. You just add some cayenne spice and obviously some other garlic spices or whatever you want, season to taste, and you've got brand new delicious chili. It's the new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker. Just crap right into it, and you've got delicious chili for a family of six, new from Peenemann Enterprises. General Johnson Jameson on the line with us now from his bunker complex in Montana, where he lives about 500 feet underground. And General Jameson, a very good evening to you.
Good evening.
General Jameson, we have got some information here concerning photographs from Mars.
Yes, we do. All right, could I ask you a question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Would you turn that god-awful disco music on? I don't even know why you play that on your show.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating.
Well, what do you mean? I don't know what's fascinating about it. Just turn the music down. It's
all right. I hope that... Can you hear us better now, General?
Yes, now I can talk to you.
Is someone manually manipulating the camera on the Mars Global Surveyor?
I believe so. And if there's someone fooling around with the camera, we've got to stop them.
What's the next step?
Well, the next step, obviously, is the Red Planet Express.
Now, to refresh our audience, if you wouldn't mind...
Well, what I have is a rocket ship that I'm going to blast off in, and then I can make sure that... Oh, for Christ's sake.
This is the BBC.
Yeah, I got it already, okay? I can go to the Mars Global Explorer, and whoever is fooling with the camera... I have taken special chrome buttock molds with me, Art. And
now, this goes back, and let's hold on to ourselves, because this is fascinating. When you and I were at Area 51, and we woke up, and there was a very evident stain of blood around our backside.
That's right. Whoever's up there, if they think they're going to do any kind of exploratory... sexual maneuvering, I have a chrome buttock mold which will protect any rear area. Now, another thing.
How is your rocket ship?
Will you turn it down?
How is your rocket ship powered?
By potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah. Once I land on Mars...
And what is your ETA?
about midnight. We'll leave here at about, I'd say 9, maybe have a bite to eat first. I'll take some sandwiches, of course, and then we should get to Mars about midnight.
This is an amazing, amazing journey that is about to be taken by General Johnson Jameson, and I am applauding you.
Well, Art, I'm going to go to Mars, and I'm going to kick whatever the Martian, I'll kick their ass. And if they try to mess with my rear area, of course, I do have...
You have the chrome buttock protector, right?
Yes, I do. But if they are able to get through that, I'll never forgive them. I will never forgive any extraterrestrial civilization for trying to know me better in that area. As you know, what happened to you and I at Area 51, it was a travesty.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What the other thing to question, what is the extraterrestrial fascination with sodomy? And that's another question. Do you know? Because
you know, I have read books. I certainly have talked to a great many people, you know, on this program. We have talked to them. They have come on. They won't answer the question.
Well, there's a guy up there, if you look at the website, he's moving the Martian camera, and I'm going to go up and kick his, whoop his ass.
Are we ready to go, General?
We are ready to blast off. Here we go.
All right. Can you describe for us right now, General Jameson, what is going on?
Bart, I am leaving the Earth's atmosphere, and I am now in free-floating space. I am also very hungry, so...